let's, all right. What's good, everybody? Shoot, man. This is an episode, another great episode of Keith Fit TV. But we're live. We got Facebook Live off my buddy Lou Money.
What's going on?
You know, it's been a while since we've been together. But he's here now.
I'm here.
And we're here now.
We doing it.
What's epic about this episode is, you know what I mean, is we're doing this episode on the day of our speaking event. You want to talk to them about that, bro, a little bit?
Yeah, I'd love to, man. All right, first off, man, I want to just give a big shout-out to William Braddock, man, just being able to allow KFLM to come up there and just spread nothing but the positivity, love, and encouragement, man. That's what KFLM is all about. All about the support, all about knowing that you are great enough and that you can succeed anything in life if you put your mind to it.
Mm-hmm.
And today, we went up on stage and we talked, and oh my gosh, man, I never felt so happy in my life.
Right.
Big shout out for all the girls doing transformations, man, losing so much weight. You know, they're not giving up. They're not giving up, man. They're finishing strong. They know that obstacles are going to come in their way, and they talked about it, too.
Exactly.
And just hearing how in their voices was different, and knowing that we... What being able to step on stage and just add more encouragement and more positivity to them.
Yep, more positive energy, you know. Seeing those women were incredible, bro. Seeing every individual today was incredible because, you know, the work ethic that goes into creating an ultimate physique is ridiculous. Bodybuilding is probably the most intense sport when it comes to on your body. The most intense, the amount of energy that you put into things, nutrition, diet, it's crazy. So to kudos, props to everybody that was out at the event. We seen you, we recognized you. You're great. Your movement is powerful. And you inspire us to do what we do. And that's inspire everybody around us as well. So, truly appreciative to them coming out and doing that. Today was dope. We dove into a couple points. Desire and passion. If you were on the first live video that Lou Money had pulled up, then you caught a little bit of it. And we were just pretty much relaying to the individuals or the viewers listening in to, you know, pretty much pursue whatever it is that you're passionate for. That passion is a gift from God. God gave you that gift, you know. The passion can ultimately create the desire for a certain lifestyle, a certain personality trait, a certain look, a certain whatever it may be. That passion creates that desire, and ultimately the goal in life should be to keep adding some gasoline on that fire, man. Keep pushing for that passion. Let it grow. Make it grow. So that way it's outweighing all adversity placed in front of you.
Absolutely. Just know that that it's not gonna be easy.
Mm-hmm.
Your passion is not going to be easy. If your passion is easy, you're doing something wrong. You're getting too comfortable on settling for less and not really settling for what you really want in life. So with your passion being so big, you have to have that desire big. You cannot have your passion to the max, but your desire to the less. Yeah, it can't be one greater than the other. It has to be equal, or they're both to the max.
Right. for real, to make sure that you get there. You know what I mean? Like I said in the first live video, I'm gonna touch on it again. I'm passionate about breathing, you know? And I believe each and every one of you all listening in are as well. Couldn't imagine not breathing. You know what I mean? Couldn't imagine that. And as bad as you want to breathe, is how bad you got to want to be. You have to want to accomplish what it is that you desire to accomplish. And that's where that passion comes in. You know, the passion is what's gonna give you the energy to move, you know, and then at how hard the level of energy that you're putting into different situations is fueled by your passion for the situation that you have a desired outcome towards. So make sure that that flame is bright and big, you know. Let's burn buildings down. The flame's so big, you know what I mean? Like, I want the passion to be so extreme. When I walk past you, I should feel the heat coming off of you, because you that passionate about whatever it is that you're passionate about. May that be music, playing instruments, artwork, school, investments, the stock market, whatever it could be, whatever it is that you're passionate about, just make sure that that passion is huge. Because if not, then what happens is you begin to see yourself in a repeated state of mind, and a repeated sense of curiosity as to why I'm not where I said I wanted to be. Why am I not living the life that I said I wanted to live? Because all of these things is what I desire to have in life, but I'm not. But the passion is not enough to get me there. So just make sure that you do what you can necessary to, or you fall in love with something that is guaranteed to get you there. You know what I mean?
I feel it, man. And here's an example of what you were just talking about, man. And
yeah,
I kind of know what we had on the same mindset.
Yeah.
But when I was young, man, I wanted to be in the NBA, man.
Yeah.
That was my lifestyle, I should say.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to be in the NBA. Always. I thought I see myself getting drafted. I see myself playing in the league with, you know, top ballers, man. And I got to the point where I had that desire. I had the image of doing it.
Yeah.
But my passion to it wasn't quite to my desire. You know what I'm saying? Back then.
Yeah.
But now I'm thinking, I love, you know, my desire is motivational speaking. My desire is to encourage others and show them that they're not in the darkness, because at the end of the darkness, there's always a light.
Right.
So when I found out my desire on being what I want to be, my passion came and it sucked me in to will. This is what I love to do. It maxes, it balances out. Because why? Because now I'm not only focused on only myself. It's to the point where I can finally give and touch another individual that might be going through something that's, you know, worse than what you're going through. That's why we're here to tell you guys is to always encourage one another so they can feed back on the positivity and keep spreading the encouragement that other people might not be where you at right now.
Exactly.
Have that desire deep inside. Yeah, I like to use this quote, man, is friends are like clouds. When the clouds leave, it's a brighter day.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you're focused on yourself. You're focused on yourself and you're actually knowing the desire and the will to become passionate on what you're doing.
Right. And so, like, to be successful, man, you guys, to be successful, it's going to take sometimes a little stinginess, a little selfishness, because the folk, because the grind to get yourself to the next level or to get yourself to wherever your desired outcome may lie, it has to be over the top. There is no shortcuts. There is no half-ass, you know what I mean? To be successful, there is no shortcuts. So you got to be all in. So to do that, you have to make sure what it is that you're doing is something that you truly love. Now, sometimes, like you were just stating, there'll be moments, or a lot of times, there may be moments where something might pique your interest, like the NBA, but it might not be exactly your calling. You know what I mean? We're all destined for something. God has given us all a gift and all something special, but we don't necessarily know exactly what it is. So when traveling down on the road towards success, you'll have something like passionate about the NBA. I want to make it to the NBA. But reality is, reality will set in eventually on whether or not if this is the best move for you currently. And then when that happens, that's okay. It's not I can't do it. It's, God has a different route for you, a better route for you. And patience has to be involved more to understand that, okay, I can sit back, because just as I love basketball and I love hooping, I love this too, you know? And maybe that this too option is what God has planned for you, has planned your future on anyway. So if you travel down that road, you'll begin to see your life slowly change. And because my main man chose the road to speak on, his life has began to change as well. And, you know, so has mine. We shared the same common goal, bro. The NBA. That was it. That was it. Make it to the NBA. And, you know, God had different plans.
But it ain't nothing to be mad about.
Nothing to be mad about at all.
Like you said, things come. Your desire comes and goes, I should say. Your desire comes and goes, but the passionate is on you. It's your passionate is really how you feel about what your desire is for.
Yeah.
So if you desire to become a lawyer, your passionate better be as much as you want it, like the desire. So when we started, our desire was to do speaking, to spread what we always wanted to spread, the love and the encouragement. And our passionate we knew that our passion to do this had to be the same or even bigger than the desire. Because just like you said in the beginning, man, how bad do you really want it? That's on you. You have two choices. You can either go out and get it, or make your excuses and ask yourself why I'm not there yet.
Exactly. Exactly. And then in questioning yourself, why am I not there? You'll find the strength to say, you know what? I'm going to get there. You know what I mean? It gives you, by asking yourself that question, it gives you an outlook on how you've already been mapping life out. And then you'll know from that point how to change and maneuver, plug this, take this out, or whatever, to strategize appropriately to take you towards the desired spot you're trying to get to. And yeah, man, so keep moving forward, you guys. This is a message just to inform you or motivate you and encourage you to just keep moving forward. If you have already and you're listening, keep doing it. You know, sometimes you'll grow tired at moments, but the passion, keep that passion burning, keep it alive, keep it going, and it'll carry you past those times, those moments of doubt, you know, past those moments of I can't do it, or man, is this even really for me? Past all those negative thoughts, and keep you pushing, moving in a positive direction to your desired outcome, you know?
Man, we just scratching the surface right now, man. We still scratching the surface. We still
just
moving.
Just the beginning.
But this is our desire, man. We have what we are blessed with, and that's speaking. That's showing you guys what we can do to help you guys in the near future. And with that, we just truly appreciate the support. And like I said, man, just stay tuned. KFLM is definitely going to be moving.
Exactly.
Be moving.
Keep moving in the right direction. We're headed to the top. You know what I mean? And that's the goal. That's the desire that we have. And you're just lucky to get the opportunity to watch, you know, and see for yourselves just how the passion and the desire towards something can create or change your life. And we're going to show you firsthand. And if, you know, you ever have any questions or anything, don't hesitate to reach out. You know my boy Lou Money, if you on his page, you know what I mean, contact him. But I'm Keith Fit. So my Facebook page is Keith Fit. My Instagram is KeithFit_. Contact me if you have any questions or anything. Or if you just need something, somebody to talk to, some motivation, some quick inspiration. You know, we got you. We'll take care of you. One thing we love to do is inspire, and if we can do that in hopes of moving you towards your goals and your dreams, then we'll do just that. You know, we want to see you win. We want to see you be great. You know, everybody deserves a little Miami Beach session. You know what I mean? Some margaritas. You know what I mean? Toes in the sand. Everybody deserves that. You know what I mean? So I want you to get there. We want you to get there. And you're going to get there, all right? So with that, you know what I'm saying? And so with that, that will conclude our episode of Keith Fit TV. It is your boy, Keith Fit. And to the left of me, as always,
Lou Money.
Lou Money, baby. And we are out of here, all right? Keep it positive, y'all. Peace.